Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Simpson women's assistant basketball coach Moran Lonning about the state of the program and getting practice in during COVID.
Talking Simpson women's basketball with assistant head coach Moran Lonning. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. Normally at this time, I think we'd be getting ready to start the season end of October, if the season wouldn't have already started already, but kind of talk about where the Simpson women's basketball team is right now.
Yeah, I think normally, well, last year we had an exhibition game, I think November 3rd, and that was against Drake. So we're at a very different spot right now. Not really close to playing a game at all, let alone top 25 Division I team. But we actually got to start technically a little bit earlier this year. Normally the Division III start date is October 15th. This year we got to start October 1st. I think the NCAA wanted to give more room for off days. And so we actually have been going three times a week, and I know every school is kind of doing different things, which makes it difficult, I guess. Or sometimes we try to compare a little bit too much. But even within our conference, we all have kind of different protocols with COVID. But, yeah, right now we had been going three times a week practice. And to start, it was really limited with contact. We did a lot of 5-on-0 stuff. A lot of shooting, a lot of more skills, but I didn't feel like we were behind because we actually got to start earlier. So we just had to keep reminding ourselves, like, hey, we're actually ahead of schedule right now, even though we're really anxious to kind of get going and compete.
That's good to hear as well. I did want to jump a little bit further back. We talked over the summer about, you know, keeping in contact with recruits, keeping in contact with the team, a lot of individual workouts. What was it like getting them back on campus and kind of implementing those new things and seeing how they'd progressed despite the abnormal off season?
Yeah, our upperclassmen are workhorses and just gritty grinders, and they found a way to still improve. Maybe some of them, I think it was their best off season yet, and they were on elementary school outdoor hoops and finding things to lift around their house for a while. But I think we have a really good culture, and we know that what we put into our craft, what we put into the game will give back to us. And so COVID, I think we took a jump up in comparing to most Division III college athletes. I don't think everyone had that same mindset. And then finally getting back to campus, I think it was bittersweet at first because, again, with different protocols and things and not wanting outbreaks, it was pretty limited on how much we could see each other. Even going into people's dorm rooms was really limited or non-existent. So I think socially we're just trying to start finding more creative ways to get together besides just at practice. But yeah, it is really different, but I think they have been doing a great job all throughout COVID, all throughout the fall, of just controlling what they can control. And that's how hard they're working no matter what, and what energy they're bringing and how they're lifting their teammates up. So I'm so proud of them and so impressed on how positive they've stayed.
Well, how has practice gone so far? You talked a lot about, you know, conditioning, fundamentals. I know they're kind of working in pods a little bit, too, to limit that exposure. It's a change, but from what I've understood from a lot of Simpson coaches is we know it's different. We're trying to make the best of it. Is that how you're kind of going along with it?
Yeah, and I think, like I said, we got to start 2 weeks early, and it kind of gave us a chance to really break things down and explain things, where last year, in 2 weeks, we had to play the top 25 team of Division I, so we had to just throw in everything as quickly as possible. So this, I think, has allowed us to really break things down and explain things as they're learning, so they kind of get a better understanding of it, and not just defensively, but offensively too. Motion, we've gotten to be a little more detailed on, rather than just like, okay, five out. We've got to like really put in different actions and have the girls really understand it. So I think it's been a blessing. And again, I think we're a really positive group and super, just a tough mindset that whatever environment we're in, we're going to just make the most of it and work as hard as possible. But I do think those first 2 weeks were a bonus. So I think we're pretty positive right now.
What about the incoming freshmen? Do you think it's helpful that you have such a strong upperclassman leadership for this squad? They're not only trying to get to a new school, adjust to college life, get on a new team, but then having to deal with all this extra stuff. So kind of talk about their implementation and their kind of orientation to the team.
Yeah, it's tough to be a freshman, I think, across the country where you're already trying to meet new people, but then throw a mask on top of that and then throw the rules of not getting into big groups where normally we'd have a team gathering. Our seniors normally would set up a team gathering multiple times a week. So that was, I think, tough, yes, for the freshmen, but I think it's been tough on our older girls because they know what these freshmen need to get to know everybody. And especially at first, it was really tough, but I think they've been creative and have taken them under their wings. And from an X's and O's standpoint, I think these kind of pod work, this more 5-on-0 stuff has been really good for the freshmen to learn at a little bit slower pace.
Once again, that was assistant women's basketball coach Moran Lawning. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at kniakrls.com under podcasts, and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Indianola.